welcome to Star Topher on the Big D Zone is on GPS Radio, and I am with my special co-host, the man who is the head of Cairo Jazz's Breakthrough. Not only the head, but he is a superstar, and he is the producer, along with Sister Lisa Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give you my co-host on the Big D Zone. He is my brother, Cairo Jackson. What's up, brother Tyrone?
Big D, you know what to do, don't you?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Ooh. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm excited. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide. I think I'm about to lose control, and I think I'm starting to like it.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest. Matter of fact, we have a funny story to tell you after the introductions. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you, she is a storyteller, and she has a CD titled Let Your River Flow. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the one, the only, and a star storyteller, Sherry Taylor.
That was a great lead-in for me, huh? How you doing tonight?
All right, very excited.
Yeah.
Very excited. How are you doing?
I'm very excited, very honored to be here.
All right. Well, let's not go any further without making this announcement. You know what? I'm going to hold off for me for that because, Cairo, I have an announcement. You already heard it outside of the radio show, but I want to announce it right in front of the audience here. Ladies and gentlemen, this host of Breakthrough, this producer is so talented. After I watched it last night, I thought I was watching an NBC television show or one of those cable shows that you watch on TNT or something like that. Man, let me tell you, I am on the way to sending Tyrone, and I'm getting ready to pitch Tyrone not only to CNA, which is a Comcast major channel, but I'm also going to try to pitch to him on TV1, and it's going to happen, and we're going to get there. No matter what nobody says, we are not giving up. We're going to get there. But you know what? I'm going to leave a cliffhanger for mine. So I'm going to let Tyrone give the first couple of questions to Sister Cheryl Taylor. And I got to go back to CP class, as Tyrone would say. Tyrone,
I'm ready to ask some questions, but my thing is with you, Big D, you giving people new names. You call, I think, Cheryl or Cheryl or somebody. It's Cheryl.
Call me what you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, like I said, Tyrone, like you said, I got to go back to speech class. Maybe they might have one here at college. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe so. But no, seriously, it's an honor and a privilege to have Sister Sherry Taylor on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is a phenomenal storyteller. She has a CD out. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, if I am, she will correct me, but I'm pretty sure that she will have a book coming out. I'm speaking life, if it is coming, if it's coming to assist it. See, there I am with my speech therapy. But my first question, Sister Sherry, is how long have you been telling stories, and tell a little bit about who Sister Sherry Taylor is?
Well, I started out as a poet. I've been doing poetry since I was a child, actually, and I was early in the 70s part of a group called the North Star Poets, and then we journeyed around the tri-state area telling poetry and just doing different ensembles and, you know, just really trying to inspire a love for poetry in young people, which has always been my goal. And poetry to me just naturally drifted into storytelling as an art form. I really like to keep both of those forms present and prevalent because we're losing that in our youth. And I've traveled around a lot doing poetry, like I said, doing storytelling. And my book is already out. I co-wrote it with a dear friend of mine and a fellow poet, Valerie Kelly. The book is entitled Asabenya's Legacy in Verse. And it's written in poetry, but it reads like a novel. And it's just been really exciting to do promotions and to introduce poetry and storytelling to a new generation and to familiarize and bring it back to the older generation.
Well, I have another question for you. How does it feel after you give your poetry and then someone comes up to you and they say, Sister Taylor, I am so touched by the words that you use, and I am so touched by the way that you tell the story. How does it feel when somebody tell that to you?
Well, I really enjoy telling stories, and when someone comes to me and says they got it or they got something from the story, I feel blessed because, like all talents, they come from God. So if I'm fulfilling God's purpose for me through storytelling, then I can only feel enjoy that you know, blessed that I'm doing that. And stories teach people. That's why I like to use that format. So when people tell me that really touched me or those verses really sang to me, then I know that I'm doing what God has for me to do.
Now, your inspiration behind Let Your River Flow. By the way, I also didn't mention yet, but I will now, that Sister Taylor is a member of the Fellowship Music Network Ministries. Reverend Peter Winstead, the musician, powerful musician, and powerful playwright. Tell me a little bit more about Let Your Rivers Flow.
Well, Let Your River Flow is my first CD, which I was inspired to put out through Pastor Winstead. He's, you know, with his musical talent, he hates to see any talent go to waste, as he calls it. So he really inspired me to put it out. The actual Let Your River Flow is from a poem that I turned into a song, which is the key part of the album. And basically the song itself, Let Your River Flow, talks about maintaining history, to know where we've come from and to know where we're going, and to keep that contact with each other and make it one flowing, you know, essence of life. And it's been really, it was really fun cutting my first CD. Of course, I hated it. I said, no, I hate it. So I had to go back in, do it again. But I think you're always your first worst critic. And I bow to Pastor Winstead's authority and listened to it with a critical ear, and I was pleased with the outcome with it, and I've gotten good feedback on it. It was really exciting to do, and I'm just enjoying the whole, you know, experience of, oh, here's my CD. It's been great.
Brother Tyrone, you have any questions?
My question is to you, Sister Sherry Teller. I know that you have a book out, and you also have a CD out called Let the River Flow, and I know on that CD you have stories that you tell, but each story has a, you know, has a message to it, and it gives you, you know, that kind of feeling. Now, I know that since I've been a kid and children today, I was so used to listening to, you know, stories such as The Three Little Pigs, The Big Red Dog, and so on. But when I hear your stories are quite different and quite unique. How do your grandchildren and your children and other children respond when you tell them your stories?
I get really good feedback from children with the stories because they like children, well, even adults like stories. You know, what I have found, I use stories, and they've been used that in the, throughout history, as teaching methods. And sometimes if you can couch a message that you want to get to a child in a story, they'll retain it better than if you lecture them or if you, you know, try to beat it into their brains. And these are stories that we've all heard. Some of them, I gather my stories from everywhere. I use African stories. I use Asian stories. I'm currently working on a series of Native American stories that I have come across, and basically just put my own little swing into it. And then I have my original stories that I create myself. But what I like and what I always do when I have a session, when I do schools, when I go to programs and I have children in the audience, is I have them give them an assignment once the program is done to go back home and speak to their mothers and speak to their grandparents and learn their own particular family stories, because they are the ones that will carry this storytelling and the history into the future. And if we're not talking to our children so much anymore, you know, they're learning and picking up their action from TV and video games, and I want them to know their family history and learn their story. So I always encourage children, create your own stories and learn your family stories. And what I do, like I said, I gather them and put my own swing, you know, a little spin on it.
Now, I have a question about your poem, Fulu. What was the inspiration behind the poem Fulu? And we would definitely like to hear that poem, because that's one of the two favorite poems that I like from Let Your River Flow.
Well, thank you. Well, actually, the song that's part of that story in the end there is from Yoruba, and I heard it, and it was such a beautiful song that I just wanted to write a story where a song like that would take place in it. And so that was the product of that. Like I said, I pull from different things, and sometimes I just get inspiration and go as I'm led.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Sister Taylor, before we get into any more questions, we're going to ask her to do Fulu on the Big D Zone. And, ladies and gentlemen, you are definitely in for a treat. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Sister Taylor.
This is the story of Fulu. Once upon a time in the land of the Yoruba people, there was a village called Harmony. Now, the village was called Harmony because everyone worked and played and lived in harmony with each other. It was a very happy village. There were old men in the village, and they were the lawgivers and the storytellers. There were old women in the village, and they created beautiful cloth on the great loom. There were young women in the village, and they were the mothers and the gatherers of food. There were young men in the village, and they were the warriors, and they did the great dances. And there were children in the village, and they did their chores and played games. It was a very happy village, because everyone loved and respected each other. But everyone loved and respected one young girl most of all. Her name was Fulu. Now, the old men loved Fulu, for she was always respectful and would listen to their stories for hours. The old women loved Fulu, for she would carry the heavy dye pots for them and never complain. The young women loved Fulu, because she could stand over the hot cooking fires and was so good with the children. The young men loved Fulu, for she would praise their skill in the hunt and their grace in the dance. Even the children loved Fulu, for she didn't scold them, but taught them songs to sing and games to play. Oh, yes. Everyone loved Fulu most of all. One evening, as the villagers gathered together, suddenly they heard the voice of the Great One, the Creator of all things, call out to them.
My children,
said the voice, and everyone bowed their heads trembling.
My children, I am most pleased with you. You live and work and play in harmony with each other. I have decided to grant the people a gift, and you, my daughter Fulu, most loved of the people, you may choose this gift. I will return for your desire.
And then the voice of the Great One was gone, and everyone was silent. So Fulu jumped up. Did you hear? Did you hear? The Great One is pleased with them. He said I may ask for a gift. What? What should I ask for?
Immortality, Fulu, said an old woman. You must ask that we live forever and never die.
Oh, you be quiet, old woman, said an old man. Fulu, you will ask that we become the wisest people in the world.
No, no, don't listen to them, Fulu, said a young woman. You must ask that we always have plenty of food to eat.
No, 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 said a warrior. You will ask that we become the greatest fighters, then none may stand against us.
Wait, said Fulu. Stop.
But the people weren't listening.
I want to be a queen, someone said.
No, I want to be a king.
Stop, said Fulu. But the children began to shout, sweeties, we want to have sweeties forever. No, said Fulu. But again, the people didn't listen. Then someone got pushed. Then someone got slapped. Then someone started to cry. And the harmony of the village was broken. And rain fell down from heaven like tears. It was not a very happy village after that. The old men did not tell stories or make laws. Instead, they grumbled, that Fulu will ask for something very silly. She is not wise like we are. The old women did not make beautiful cloth. Instead, they moaned, that Fulu is going to ask for something only for the young. She is not old like we are. The young women did not make wonderful food. Instead, they moaned, that Fulu is going to ask for something only for herself. She has no children like we do. And the young men, they didn't hunt. They didn't dance. Instead, they grumbled, that Fulu is only going to ask for things for the women. She is not strong like we are. Even the children...
Hello?
Did not do their chores.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. Hello? Even what's going on? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Miss B?
Tyrone, you still
hello?
There?
I'm here.
Hello?
Big D.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Big D.
Okay.
Huh? we facing difficulties here? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Sister Sherry here.
Oh, I guess I got this.
Hello? Big Kitty? We here? I don't know. He must have lost connection, everybody. Big D. Hello? Hello?
Holy moly. Holy moly.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, 3. For more options,
holy moly.
To cancel, press star.
What was that? Oh, not in the middle of Starktober.
Goodbye.
Not in the middle of Starktober.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. What the? Oh, my. I got to apologize to everybody. Oh, my. What the? Huh?
Bye. Where's
how
Sister
did it
Sherry?
Shut off?
Is Sister Teller with us?
Sister Teller, are you there? Oh, my God.
Hello?
Is he gone?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
yes,
this is I gotta apologize. Sister Taylor, I am so sorry.
No problem.
We were right in the groove with your poem. Did you get to finish before we was all cut off?
I'm sorry?
Did you move to the way it takes me?
The phone cut me off. I don't know what happened. The phone cut off. I was like,
moving.
I'm gonna listen to the poem. And all of a sudden, the phone cut off on me.
Oh, I'll take now.
Bobby,
you have
in the wrong area.
I'm in my room. I did all the 5 or 6 shows.
Oh, well, stay put. Don't move.
Everyone's all on the whole show.
All right, let's get the show on.
Let's get moving. Holy. And I'll apologize again. I hope she got to finish the poem.
I was close.
She was real close. I was into it. I think we all are here.
And then I think it stopped when you was when the people was losing So when the people was losing the harmony.
Yes. Do you want me to start from there, finish it, start from the beginning, or let's move on to the next?
I don't know if everybody else was cut off. Maybe we could pick up after I apologize.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we're on air.
We're on air.
Are we on air?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my phone had cut off. I think we had a couple of dead zones in the room, and this is where I usually take the show. It hasn't happened every time that I take the show, and it picked the day to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to extend my deepest apologies, because I don't know what happened. And Sister Taylor, for the Tyrone, BBS Radio, and to the fans, I apologize.
You know, our technology often defeats us, so don't worry about
that.
Don't
worry about it. It's a poo-poo. It's a poo-poo.
Wow. Like we usually say in Breakthrough, cut, take 45.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Let's get on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Taylor was doing a wonderful poem, Fulu. And we left off, the people of the town, of the village, has just lost, their peace. They just lost their joy, after the great one has said that, the great one will grant, grant them their wish. I am so sorry. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Sister Taylor will, definitely go where she left off at the poem. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Sister Taylor.
Okay, I'll start where I left off. There was no harmony in the village. The old men did not tell stories or make laws. Instead, they mumbled, "That fool will ask for something very silly. She is not wise like we are." And the old women did not make beautiful cloth. Instead, they moaned, "That fool is going to ask for something only for the young. She is not old like we are." And the young women did not make wonderful food. Instead, they cried, "That fool is going to ask for something only for herself. She has no children like we do." And the young men, they did not hunt. They did not dance. Instead, they grumbled, "That fool is going to ask for something only for the women. She is not strong like we are." Even the children did not do their chores and sing songs. Instead, they cried, "That fool is going to ask for something only for the grown-ups. She's not young like we are." It was a very sad village. Fulu did not know what to do. So early the next morning, she went out into the forest and climbed high into her favorite tree, looked up at the glorious sky and cried out, "Great one, creator of all things, the harmony of my village is broken. What could I ask for that would bring it back?" But Fulu did not hear the voice of the great one. Instead, she heard the swish, swish of the tall grass. She heard the roar of the lion and the caw, caw of the bird. She heard the s of the snake and the chee, chee of the chimpanzee. She heard the babbling of the brook. She sat and listened all day and into the night.
But finally she returned to the village, and they crowded around her. Fulu, Fulu, where have you been? We must decide what you will ask for. I want gold, someone said. No diamonds, said another. No, shouted Fulu. And the people were shocked, for she had never raised her voice before. The great one said, I will choose, and I have chosen. What? What will you ask for? They said. No, I will tell only the great one. The people were very upset. But finally the time arrived, and the voice of the great one called out, my daughter, I have returned. What is your desire? Fulu fell to her knees and looked at the sky and said, great one, creator of all things, the harmony of my village is broken. Please give my people a song that will bring it back. What? Fulu, are you crazy? They shouted. Silence, said the voice of the great one. The choice is Fulu, and in you, my daughter, I am most pleased. And then the light of heaven shone upon Fulu, and she opened her mouth and sang. Ishe Oluwa Koleba Deo. Ishe Oluwa Koleba Deo. And when the people heard the words Ishe Oluwa Koleba Je, which means God's work can never be destroyed, they realized how foolish they had been, and they were ashamed. And one by one, they began to sing with her until the whole village was singing. Ishe Oluwa Koleba Deo. Ishe Oluwa Koleba Deo. And the Yoruba people still sing that song even today, for God's word can never be destroyed.
Thank you so very much for definitely finishing up that poem, because that part brings up to what I definitely wanted to try to help promote. I won't let nobody steal my song on the Fellowship of Common Center, and that song just like there in the story of Fulu. Fulu didn't let nobody steal her song because it was a gift from the great one, and God has given us gifts, all of us gifts, so it should be used, but also we should learn to live in harmony. And, Tyrone, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
The thing I would like to add, Sister Sherry, Judith has some awesome stories. They all are very interesting. I would like to hear your stories instead of hearing the Pinocchio and all the other ones. Those are classics, but the stories that you tell are very interesting. But my question is to you is, what's Sister Sherry Tellin's favorite story?
Well, Fulu is one of my favorites, just simply because of the message that I think that God's work can't be destroyed. But over the years, I kind of switch up, you know, on different ones. So I actually do some of the classic tales that we've had. We grew up with Cinderella and them. I just put a little different spin on them sometimes. But,
okay.
You know, right now I'd say that one was one of my favorites.
So Fulu is your favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite is the boy who turned into a cat.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah.
Everybody likes
Get your own song, Big D. Get your own song.
Well, that's not actually one of my original stories. That story comes from South Africa. I do a retelling of it with my own little spin on it, but it's actually
little,
from
little twist. I know that you attend. What's the name of your church again, sweetie?
It's a Roseville Presbyterian Church in Newark with Reverend Doris Glassy as our pastor.
Oh, and do you ever do some of your work there, which I'm pretty sure you do? How do they like your stories?
They've all been very supportive of all my work there. I actually do the drama at the church, and I'm trying to introduce drama as a, you know, form of ministry there where they've had it before. But it's been very exciting to, you know, bring new people into the format of drama and poetry. And I actually retired this year, so I've had a lot of time to do some new things, and one of them has been bringing poetry and drama into the church, so it's been great.
And that is awesome that you've given back to the church. And, you know, sometimes when people retire, they usually just want to lay down, relax, or go to different kind of countries and just enjoy themselves, but you taking your time out to give back. And that's an awesome thing where you could give back. What is Sister Sherry Teller's dreams? What are your goals for your future?
Well, I think I'm happy to say that I'm kind of living my goals at this point in time. I'm doing my stories. I'm doing work in my church. I'm working with my family as far as doing our family reunion and keeping different things going on. I mean, we could all, you know, use more money in our lives. That's not it. But right now, I'm just enjoying what God has placed for me to do, you know. So as he leads, I will follow. I was very excited that recently I gave my first sermon in our church, and it was very, very well received. That was something that was not that I realized I was going to be called to do, and when I was very pleased that it was a good message that God provided for me.
And it's a wonderful feeling that when you love to do what you're doing, and when you're giving people hope and encouragement, that makes you feel so good. And you don't worry about the money coming in, because you know the money is going to come, but it's not about the money. It's what you like doing.
Right.
What I'm trying to get is, let me make this real quick because I know I could talk. But the thing is when I'm doing breakthrough, a lot of people always ask me, am I getting paid for this? Do I got to pay to do this? And I keep getting that from a lot of people. I'm not going to mention no names, but it really makes me a little annoyed when people think that you got to do things like this to make money. I'm not in it for the money, but when God blessed me to have what he wants me to have, I'm going to have it because I have what I need when I need it and more. But it's a thrill, like you say, Sister Sherry, to do it because you love doing it. And when you love giving people joy, when you love giving people encouragement, it comes back to you. That's the pay right there. When someone loves what you do and you made a difference in their life, that's the biggest pay I think there is when you're doing something like this.
I agree with you with that. You know, especially I like it when you are working with children and you see their creative process and they realize that, hey, I can do this. I can have mastery over these words. I can take these individual words and create something that's uniquely from me. The first time the child creates a poem or writes a story and they get it, they get the power of words and the passion that comes with creative poetry and creative writing, that in and of itself is the reward.
That's true.
I taught early childhood for many years, and I've taught reading to adults, and I can't express enough the sense of completeness you get when you can show somebody the power of words.
That's what counts. McD, you go on, man, because I have to get to preaching. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. So I say Reverend Tyrone. Anyway, yes, before I forget, the Fellowship Music Network Ministries is looking for all types of artists, talent, book writers, cooks, personalities, and if you want to be a part of this new movement called the Fellowship Music Network Ministries, you could call the church at 201-213-7214. That is 201-213-7214. And it is definitely a pleasure to have you, Sister Taylor, right here on the Big D Zone. We'll definitely have you back on again. And next time, I want you to do the boy that turned into a cat, because I don't know what happened to my phone. I think I was in the dead zone, like the phone commercial. Have you seen that commercial yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what happened. But anyway, I don't know how much time we have, because where I was at, I was standing by the clock. But anyway, my announcement is I am going to be in another station really soon. I really want to stay on BBS Radio, so we are trying to work out where we can stay on BBS Radio and another station. The station that is going to, the station that wants the Big D Zone is Elite Radio. It's a radio station here in New Jersey where I live at. And I'm definitely going to be interviewing Don, either Don or his staff. He's going to be on. I told Don, by the way, every time I make a new market, I'm going to interview him, because he's the one that helped put the Big D Zone on the map. I thank God, I thank Jesus for bringing Don in the Big D Zone's life, because it wouldn't be a career without him. I wouldn't be pushing this hard without him. And Brother Tyrone, you have been the best co-host of this show. I mean, let me tell you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I want us to continue. And I want you to continue to be on the show, and guests like Sister Taylor keep on coming. And I want the show to still be on BBS Radio and Elite Radio, but I'll have all the details as it comes by, so, you know, nobody won't be left stranded. So I'll keep you informed as it's the latest developments, not only on Tyrone Jackson and also on the Big D Zone. And we're coming to Irvington, y'all. We're getting ready to come to Irvington soon, so look out. Tyrone, you have any other words, or Sister Taylor?
Well, I just, you know, have really enjoyed being on here, and it's exciting, and I'm excited for this new format that, you know, you're talking about, and it's just, I would like to tell everyone out there, if you have family stories, you know, tell us why, you know, Uncle Eddie only has one foot. Tell us about Grandma's blue plate, because once we lose these stories in our families, then we kind of start losing our family connections. So I always, always encourage people, write them down, pass them on, and encourage your children to tell the stories and you know, and keep the flow, keep the river of your family flowing.
And wow. The only thing I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, is today's encouraging word is, if you change your way of thinking, then you could change your way of life. Think about
it. That's right. That's right. Let me tell you, before we go off the air for Startober, we are going to have, we are going to have a lot of celebrities. Sister Taylor is the first celebrity star here. So, Sister Taylor, you are now officially Startober celebrity. I wish had a clapping track for that, but...
I'm on.
But anyway, Sister Taylor is the first celebrity on Startober, and Brother Tyrone, man, I'm impressed with this list. We have Cash X coming on next Friday. I started to say next Tuesday. Wow. Another rumor. But we have Cash X. He is a 16-year-old rapper, and he raps positive things. He raps positive things. I know, because I heard him rap.
Like positive.
That's right. That's right. And we're also going to have, now, get this. We have the mayor of Irvington, New Jersey, coming on the Big D Zone. The mayor of Irvington, New Jersey. How big is that? But wait. We're not done. We're not done yet. That's right. The 17th. Oh, you got to tell all gospel fans this. The 17th. The legendary, the A-list gospel singer, Donald Malloy, is going to be on the Big D Zone. Donald Malloy is going to be on the Big D Zone. And the 24th, we are scheduled to have some guests. It's a possibility that we're going to start the encouraging entrepreneurs. I know in the time of this uncertainty with the economy, this show, along with other shows I know that's doing this across the nation, we want to encourage entrepreneurs to never give up. So I want to try to get Brother Lee, and we will continue to keep you updated, and we want to reschedule Pastor Horn, but we also have another possible guest. Are you ready for this, Tyrone, for the possible guest?
Yeah.
We got Smoke coming on. He has a show on the same station that I'm possibly going to be on. He's going to be the guest on the Big D Zone in the near future. And on the 31st, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be preempted because yours truly has a job to do with Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough on the 31st, but they still will be a show, and the guest will be none other than singer, songwriter, jazz singer, and gospel singer, Sister Abigail. So Startober, tell your friends about it, and please, I need donations, sponsors, the works. So if you want your show to stay right here on BBS Radio and go on to do even better things as well, please help. For more information, you can email me at dp77@njit.edu. That address again is dp77@njit.edu. And Sister Taylor, are there any information on how they can get your CD before you go off the air? And we're going to ask Tyrone to give them his information, and we're going to sign off together after Tyrone gets his information.
Okay, sure. They can email me at dreamchild2@netzero.com, and I'll respond to all emails for any CDs or any performance dates that they'd like to set up.
And Brother Tyrone, breakthrough information?
Well, if you're interested about being on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, if you have a talent or a topic that you want to share, well, Breakthrough is looking for you with the Queen, Lisa Christian, as the co-host. And if you want more information about the show, you could go to www.thebestbreakthroughtv.com. That again is www.thebestbreakthroughtv.com, or you could give me a call. Thank God my phone is on. You could call me at 862-755-6957.
All right. We thank you so very much, Sister Taylor. Sister Taylor, I'm
going
to have you back on the air no matter where I'll be going on. I'm going to have you back on, and I definitely want to hear the poem. And we were supposed to be getting on the topic about the economy since Congress had passed the bill to help the economy. So we're going to have to get with you on that on the next show, and I'll let everybody know what that will be regardless.
Anytime, yes. I'll come back. I would like to encourage anyone who's not planning to vote to please vote.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Sherry.
Thank you so very much. It is important to register.
I think some of them here will. Say that one more time, please.
Please vote.
Vote, y'all.
I think so. Vote.
It's very important that we go out and make our voice heard. We can't tell you who to vote for. We ain't telling you who to vote for. But get your booties up and vote.
Go to the polls. Go to the polls.
Seriously, go to the polls.
Thanks again for having me on. It's been great.
Thank you. No problem.
And this is the Big D Zone with your host, Prince Big D, and the phenomenal co-host, the phenomenal star of Tyrone Gas's Breakthrough with Sister Lisa Priskin, and the phenomenal guest, Sister Taylor, and we are out. BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. Thrill!